After a short break, I'm back again with a couple of surprises for you. Hi, I'm Jashin Singh and you are welcome to the show.
Volume alert.
Episode going to be a different one, and from today I'm going to start a new series of episodes in which we are going to discuss about the events going to happen in that respective month that is said to be as what's up in this month. You would get a new episode from this series in every almost first week of each month, right? And we would be discussing some great events that would be going to happen in that respective month with some brief descriptions of those events and with some interesting facts. So keep ready at every first week of a month. And today we are going to have here the events of March. That's what's up in March. But before starting this episode or this series, today I have another surprise for you that I would be discussing at end of this episode. So stay tuned. First of all, mainly I had made this episode series for all the sky watchers. I know that everyone is sky watcher if he or she is interested in astronomy. So I started this series, and today it's time to put on headphones and just look at the sky, or I would say night sky. At least that's what we need for stargazing. Mars in evening, a brilliant conjunction of great giants, is back. Let's start it. In the very first week of March, Mars can be found close to the Pleiades star cluster in the west hours after sunset. It can be clearly visible on 8th March at about 8 p.m. EST, Eastern Standard Time. The Pleiades, also known as the Seven Star Sisters and Messers 45, is an open star cluster containing middle-aged, hot B-type stars in the northwest of the constellation Taurus. It is among the star clusters nearest to the Earth. It is the nearest Messier object to the Earth and is the cluster most obvious to the naked eyes in the night sky. Why I am talking about Mars here? Obviously because Perseverance rover by NASA has arrived there. But not always this. Couple of other orbiters had arrived and start orbiting the red planet. UAE's Hope orbiter make it on 9 February and other one by China named Tianwen-1 orbiter on 10 February 2021. Indeed, 2021 is really international success on Mars and it's just beginning. So we would hope much more successful events or much more successful missions in this year. Hope orbiter will study daily and seasonal weather cycles, weather events in the lower atmosphere such as dust storms and how the weather vary in different regions on the planet, whereas the scientific objective of Tianwen-1 orbiter relate to the geological or geology of Mars, the current and past presence of water, the internal structure of the planet, the identification of minerals and different type of rocks on the surface, as well as the characterization of the space, environment and atmosphere of Mars. Though Tianwen-1 orbiter also have a rover which, if everything stays good, would be landed on the planet for further research. Now, our giants. Do you know about conjunction of Saturn and Jupiter in December last year? I hope you would if you are really a great stargazer. This is like an extension of it occurring this year in March. After that conjunction, both the planets travel through behind the sun, and again we have the chance to look at this incredible phenomenon. But now, as and morning planets in pre-dawn sky in half of March, though they won't be as close as in December, but still great events to have a look on. So these were all of the events that were going to happen in March. Now talking about the moon phases, or phases of moon, the third quarter on 5th March, and I think this we have passed out. New moon on 13th of March, first quarter on 21st of March, and finally the full moon on 28th of March. So these were the new episode series which I am going to start with this very first episode. And in every month, and as I said before, in every first week of every month, you would find this episode. Now it's the time for the surprise. As I'll be connected with you by only the audio, and I know that it's really a bit difficult for each and every person to just learn from the audio. So with my brand new website, in which I'll be posting all the content related to my episodes, like the image content or the video contents, that you will find a helpful one for remembering things or for understanding the things better. For this series, you have to go on to the website, and first of all, how you would discover my website is by, I don't know why Anchor is showing its own website on the pages, like on Google Podcasts, it's showing its own pages on there, but it's okay. You can find my website on that Anchor page. Like if you are listening my podcast on Google Podcast, there you can find an icon of website that's like default icon of Earth there. You can click on it, you will be redirected to Anchor's website. At that website you will find my link along a side of Instagram link. So you can find my link on that particular point, and by opening my link you can get to my website. At my website, there you can find a menu section in which you would find a home section, update section, and episode section and shop section. In that index I would be adding this section also of the series, in which you can find the images, the photographs of how to find the things in this in the night sky. And in the update section you can get through all the updates that's going to happen in the future, or that is going on in this present time. And in episodes you can get to my each and every particular episode there. So this was really one thing that I want you to go on and discover. So make sure that you would be there discovering all the particular photos, and I hope that this would help you. That's it for this episode. I'll be posting the same kind of episodes of what's up in this month at every first week of the month. So keep listening, and keep sharing, liking, and subscribing the podcast. And also now my website also, you can subscribe to it and you will get notification whenever I'm uploading something new there. And yeah, love yourself, thank yourself, choose a different path, and never step back.